The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
But the American people sent us here to be their voice. They understand that those voices can at times become loud and argumentative, but they also hope that we can disagree without being disagreeable. And at the end of the day, they expect both parties to work together to get the people's business done. What they don't expect is for one party, be it Republican or Democrat, to change the rules in the middle of the game so that they can make all the decisions while the other party is told to sit down and keep quiet. The American people want less partisanship in this town, but everyone in this chamber knows that if the majority chooses to end the filibuster, if they choose to change the rules and put an end to Democratic debate, then the fighting and the bitterness and the gridlock will only get worse. Now, I understand that Republicans are getting a lot of pressure to do this from factions outside the chamber. But we need to rise above the ends justify the means mentality, because we're here to answer to the people, all of the people, not just the ones that are wearing our particular party label.
Well, 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 there you have it. Proof. Thank you, whoever you were. Somebody sent me that on Twitter yesterday. That was Senator Barack Hussein Obama saying that the filibuster is incredibly important. Which after yesterday means what? He's a segregationist. He's a fan of Jim Crow. Eric, do you have yesterday's cut from Mr. Biden, cut 13, about the filibuster?
Regarding the filibuster, at John Lewis's funeral, President Barack Obama said he believed the filibuster was a relic of the Jim Crow era. Do you agree?
Yes.
If not, why not abolish it if it's a relic of the Jim Crow era?
Successful electoral politics is the art of the possible. Let's figure out how we can get this done and move in the direction of significantly changing the abuse of even the filibuster rule.
Did you edit that clip, Mr. G? Did you put a massive pause in there?
Nope.
Okay, guys. Brian Stelty, Mr. Potato Head, can confirm we did not doctor that video. Oh, by the way, this is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and you're listening to the Salem Radio Network. There you have it. The cynicism, the outright propagandistic nature of the Democrat Party today. The filibuster, it's essential, it's crucial to our constitutional order, said the former constitutional law professor Barack Obama, who never taught constitutional law in his life. Did I tell you, if you go on your local search machine and look for a photograph of Barack Obama teaching constitutional law, you won't find one. The only photograph you will find of him even looking quasi-academic is in front of a chalkboard diagramming out what? Checks and balances, the makeup of the Supreme Court. No. Saul Alinsky, yes. That's how much he was a constitutional law professor. We have an incredible show for you today. The man who is running for the U.S. Senate, Mo Brooks, will be with us. Your favorite Trish Regan, Jim Carafano on national security, foreign policy. We're talking Second Amendment. It's Friday, which means you get to ask me anything. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Let me pull out of my pocket my PatriotMobile.com text line phone. I'm plugging it in. You can text me directly. Thank you for all your tips, your kind comments. The number is 703-869-1262. That is 703-869-1262. It looks as if something is about to happen with the narrative on the, what are we not allowed to call it? The Wu flu? Is that the most offensive one? The Wu flu, the China flu. There are several clips that we're going to show you, we're going to play for you, wherein government officials of the Obama administration, can we call it the Obama administration? We might as well. I mean, you know, it's just a reheated version. The Obama-Kamala, almost Biden administration, we have officials, including Dr. Fauci, saying things about the origins of where the China virus came from. I think they're getting ready. Dr. G thinks they're getting ready. Mr. G thinks they're getting ready. Why is that? Well, why indeed? Could it have anything to do with the millions of dollars that were granted to the Wuhan virology lab? Oh, I always have a problem with that word. Virology lab. Try that one quickly. By the Obama administration. Why are we giving money to communist China? Number one. Number two, why to a state virology lab? Maybe they have to cover their tracks now. And then, of course, the Baron will be joining us. Boris Epstein, my former White House colleague. Just before the show, we recorded episode 56 of our separate weekly podcast, The Battle for 1600, where we get to drill a little bit deeper inside details of what's going on in politics and in the swamp. Check it out. Subscribe. It's free. But first, news you must know about. Shall we begin with the sublime, or the important, or the ridiculous? Let's begin with the important. Christy, is it Christy Nome or Kirsty Nome? What is it? Christy. Christy Nome, Governor Nome, I want to know what your excuse is now. Do you have any excuses left? Not after this report. From the Daily Wire, Tim Pierce. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has signed into law a bill banning transgender female-identifying athletes from participating in women's sports. God bless Asa Hutchinson. And did you catch the way they phrased that? That's the way to do it. Transgender female-identifying. They're not transgender women, because you can't trans your gender. It's not scientifically... Did you get that, Media Matters? You cannot transition your gender, because that would require changing your chromosomal makeup, which is empirically impossible. You can't change your chromosomes, no matter what you lop off or add to your body or however many hormones you inject yourself with, your chromosomal makeup stays the same. Today, I have signed into law SB 354, called the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. This law simply says that female athletes should not have to compete in a sport against a student of the male sex when the sport is designed for women's competition. As I have stated previously, I agree with the intention of this law. This will help promote and maintain fairness in women's sporting events. GOP lawmakers in at least 20 other states have also introduced similar legislation this year. However, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem recently declined to sign a similar bill and sent it back to the legislature to exempt college sports. What's your excuse now? Do you have one? Always felt a bit queasy about Governor Noem. And if she doesn't do a 180 after Asa Hutchinson stepping up to the plate, you know who she really is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are live streaming on YouTube, available 24/7 at sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Also on the alternative freedom of speech respecting platform Rumble. Subscribe today. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Back with the one and only Trish Regan.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in the rich man's club. Money, money, money. Always sunny. It's a rich man's world. It's a rich man's world.
I don't want to believe this. I just saw this on a friend's Instagram feed. He's a former Marine. I trust him. This is from U.S. Special Operations Command Twitter feed. U.S. SOCOM welcomes our new Chief of Diversity and Inclusion. Special Operations Command, reminder, your job is to kill our enemies, okay? You don't need diversity inclusion. If you are qualified to kill our enemies, that is the only standard that matters. But it's not just our special forces. Let us welcome every Friday the lady who makes it all clear to us what's going on in this crazy economy, none other than Trish Regan. She is the host of the Trish Intel podcast. Follow her right now. Subscribe and go to her Twitter feed, Trish_Regan. Trish, you've written a superb piece, The War on Capitalism. It's at the top of my Twitter feed right now. But give us a specific example of the sheer insanity that's going on in California, for example.
Ah, California. Okay, you're leading me right to it, because you have only to look, Seb, at Oakland, California, to talk about sheer insanity. The mayor has very proudly introduced a city fund that will go specifically to anybody who is in a low-income stratosphere, right? So they're defining that by you're making as a family, meaning you have to have at least one child under the age of 18. If it's a family, you're making less than 50% of what is considered the norm, then you are qualifying as low income. But what's fascinating to me about this, and what's so disturbing to me about this, is that whites need not apply. You have the city using private funds, so I'll give them that, or at least the funds are private, but the city itself, government, is distributing these funds in a lottery system. They can go to people who are undocumented immigrants, but so long as they're not white.
So poverty, so in Oakland,
undocumented, forget about it.
In Oakland, poverty does not apply to white people.
Correct. At least as far as the city's concerned, that's what they're effectively saying. So, you know, you can be a poor white person in Oakland, but you're not going to qualify for the $500 a month handout that they're going to give because you're white.
And so if a program was suggested, Trish, if a program was suggested which said we're only going to give money to white poor people, what would be the result?
That would be illegal, right? So I would just look at this and, you know, look, I come from the economic space, not the legal one, but I would just question how this is constitutional, how this is legal in any way, because you have a city that's now designating money based on the color of somebody's skin. So, they couldn't do it the other way around, certainly not. So why are they doing this? It doesn't seem right. And you compare and contrast that with what's happening, say, in Evanston, Illinois. By the way, Oakland is hoping that they can be a template for the rest of the country. Good luck. Good luck with that. Evanston also hopes that they can be a template. It's now the first city in the United States to vote for reparations. I mean, Seb, at some point we kind of need to get beyond this. I'm sure that there are pockets of racism. I'm not going to dispute that necessarily in parts of the country, but as a whole, we are not. That's not who we are. Really.
Let me try a thought experiment. So, I'm pretty white. But my parents were Hungarian. I'm ethnically Hungarian. And a lot of Hungarians, my father managed to escape in the revolution, but a lot of Hungarians to this day, I've heard them say to me in Hungarian, feel bitter, feel betrayed by President Eisenhower because Radio Free Europe, the CIA-funded broadcasting company, said, the paratroopers are coming, brave Hungarians, resist the Russians, resist the Russians. Well, Eisenhower never deployed the paratroopers to Budapest in 1956. And the revolution was crushed. Could I theoretically apply for reparations to the American government, Trish?
No, because you're quote-unquote white. I guess that's the whole problem, right? Like, this is, I mean, you could go on and on and on because there's plenty of examples. And by the way, you know, consider how the U.S. government treated Asians, right?
Yes, Manzanar, absolutely.
Exactly, and labor camps. I mean, this could just keep. And by the way, I'm a woman. Maybe I should be able to apply for something because as a woman, you know, I haven't been treated that fairly. And by the way, I'm Irish, and the Irish at one point.
Oh my gosh, have you been oppressed? Irish and a woman.
How dare you say it, right? I mean, but at some point, I think because I do believe in a meritocracy, and I believe that any meritocracy will be successful. But if you start to deviate from that and you say, okay, we're going to give you this, despite you maybe not having the skills or the talent for this, but you're going to just get it because you're the color of your skin, I mean, then that starts to get pretty crazy. And I love the example you just used with the military, because if there's one place where, and again, I'm all for diversity. I actually think diversity in the workplace and the military, it probably helps you, right? Think strategically about the enemy. But when it comes to special ops, I'm sorry, we can't just be like saying we need, you know, one orange, one pink, one purple, one blue. We need the people that are most skilled,
yes,
most adept at squashing the enemy, period. And that's just the reality. And if we get away from that, I don't know where we're heading.
Trish,
and this is a war on capitalism and freedom.
Read the article, The War on Capitalism. It's at the top of my Twitter feed. We'll put it up on Facebook as well. Follow her, trishintel.com, right now. And follow her on Twitter at trish_Regan, trishintel.com. Trish, last minute and a half we have. The COVID bill is a disaster. It's a boondoggle. It's a payback scheme for all special interests. How afraid are you the infrastructure bill will be even worse?
I'm afraid. I think that unfortunately when you get the government involved with that much money, there's a lot of handouts, there's a lot of cronyism, and this is not money that's going to the places it really needs to go, nor is it money well spent in terms of innovation. I mean, this is the beauty of free market capitalism, right? In free market capitalism, the right interest gets served. When you have the government just making all these decisions for you, well, then it goes to these green energy projects that are pet projects by a certain class of people, and that doesn't actually advance the nation or put us in the right place. Ultimately, consumers need to have the choice here. They're the ones that are going to decide. And by the way, if people say, you know what, gas is too much, and I want the plug-in vehicle because that's going to work better for me and my family, then so be it. But that's a consumer decision.
Yes.
That's not a government-led decision.
It's not the government's job to choose winners and losers. Just one line from her new article. Shocking. We already are running a debt-to-GDP ratio of 102%. We are underwater, guys. Time to come to our senses. Read the truth. TrishIntel.com. Trish_Regan on Twitter. God bless you, Trish. Your call's next. 833-33-GORKA. Ask Dr. G anything. That's 833-334-6752. Give us a call. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Oh, here he is. There's my guy. Good
thank
job.
You,
how's President. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
Heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're already starting the discussion on movies, talking about Bruce the Shark from Jaws. It's only the first, second segment of the show. It's Friday. Anything goes. Give us a call, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. The text line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. And all of us, we're talking about my pillow slippers. And the fact, the coolest thing, have you looked at the soles of the slippers, guys? It says, my slippers on the bottom of the sole. That's what the trend is. It is fabulous. Sheepskin. You can choose black, gray, pink, moccasin, slip-on. Support Mike Lindell. They're trying to crush him and destroy his company because he's a conservative. 24 companies are boycotting him. Send them a message. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get more than 60% off from Mike if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Support Mike today. Promo code GORKA. Let's go to your calls. I think he called in whilst the opening music for the show was playing. Al in California has something to say, and he's going to say it.
Is this Sebastian Gorka VC?
It is Sebastian Gorka indeed, unless it's a very good impersonator.
Yeah, I just thought I'd beef up your bona fides there with the VC. Listen, the whole thing with this semi-auto ban, I'll give you a reason right here in California. Excuse me. I'll give you a reason right here in California why it won't work.
Yes.
In Santa Monica 4 years ago, a guy shot up the Santa Monica Pier with an AR-15. They traced it back, and they said, where did you get this? You didn't buy it. He said, I made the rifle and the magazines. A magazine is just a little tin box with a spring. So what does this mean? It means that the 1% will continue to commit the crimes that the other 99% don't commit. The media never points out that when you aggregate all these transgressions, it's 1% of the population, and more laws will not stop them.
Absolutely. Right? The laws don't stop criminals.
I mean, if we're going to ban everything that's abused, my brother-in-law wanted to ban hang gliding because he was a paramedic. I said, what do you suggest we do? Ban everything that's abused by 1% of the population? Now, this has to be by design that there's no perspective on this thing. Now, some of it is a lack of interest, but when you hear over and over again, the whole question of assault rifles that just appeared out of nowhere 5 or 6 years ago, you think they were dropping left and right. The BATF, and they said no, they get quoted a very low percentage. He said the crime rate with assault rifles isn't down because it wasn't up.
More people are killed every year with hammers and knives than semi-automatic rifles or any rifle. Hammers!
Right. Hey, listen, did you get the stuff I sent you on my family's military biography?
No idea.
All right, well, listen, keep an eye peeled for it. It's not valuable, but I want you to just say, look for Al's military history. Keep an eye for it in the snail mail. Will you please do that?
Will do, Al. Thank you kindly. Let's go to Terry in Arkansas, line 2. Welcome to America First, Terry.
Yes, sir. I was just listening. I love your show. Thank you so much. Great content. But I was listening, and, you know, we just had the thing where we was talking about in California, and it just upsets me that, you know, we're going to do it off of race, basically. And any time that you decide that a race can't get it, be there white, black, Asian, whoever, you know, people that need help no matter what color they are.
Right.
I think that's more biased than anything. And then on the assault rifles and all of the mass shootings and all of that that I'm seeing going on, it gives me more reason, like an upsetting citizen like yourself and the other good people around America should have weapons to prevent that.
Absolutely. That's why the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting, has nothing to do with sports shooting. And that's why for the last 3 years, every single month has seen record-breaking gun purchases. On average, more than 3 million guns purchased every single month in America. And in many cases, I don't know if it's all of them, but in many cases, because I've seen them when I go to my local gun store, it's people who have never, ever owned a gun before. But they look at the conditions around them, they look at what's happening in Democrat cities and states, and they realize that they cannot rely, you mustn't rely upon the state to protect yourself. The number one responsibility you have is to protect yourself and your loved ones. God bless our police who stand in the way of the criminals every single day. But they cannot be everywhere all the time. God bless you. Thank you, Terry. The call but is absolutely full. Sam, Char, Chris, John, don't go anywhere. Next, Mo Brooks here on America First Live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Do you suffer from daily pain? I don't care what it is. Knee, ankle, shoulder, hip, whatever it is. And you found no relief? Then I am talking to you. I was in your shoes. For 9 years, almost a decade, I had lower back pain persistent that whatever I did didn't leave me. I met Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, 2 weeks later. I was pain-free, and I still am pain-free because I take it every single day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. That's the story for tens of thousands of Americans like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Shouldn't that be you? I think it should. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Why are tens of thousands of people, children included, flooding to our borders? They're not all bad. They want to survive. They want their children to survive. Listen to an update from television reporter in Honduras.
Children, like other children in this region, are not developing according to their age due to malnutrition and families in unimaginable misery. Here, infant malnutrition is an epidemic. Poverty here seems like a curse, and diseases among children are rampant.
That's something we can change. We can't go and secure the border. We can't undo right now what Biden is doing, but you can help those children with food for the poor. They feed more than a million mouths every single day in more than a dozen countries. Children who don't deserve to suffer, you can make the difference. A one-time donation of $37 feeds one of these girls or boys for 6 months. Let's try and keep them where they are. Let's help their parents. Let's feed these children, because no child anywhere should suffer. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click the Food for the Poor banner right at the top of the page, or call them directly on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673, sebgorka.com, right at the top, the Food for the Poor banner. And thank you to all of you who've raised $40,000 already. God bless you. You are literally saving lives. Okay, I've been trying to get this guy on the show since Monday, when he broke some massive news. We were all waiting for it. We were very, very excited when he finally did it in the presence of one of my former White House colleagues. He's a good friend of the show. He's a true American patriot representing Alabama's 5th congressional district, Congressman Mo Brooks, future Senator Mo Brooks. Welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, Sebastian. I hope you're a sage and a prophet when you call me a future senator, Mo Brooks. That's going to be up to the voters of the state of Alabama, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
Well, we love that modesty. I have faith in you. And my producer says I shouldn't break news on other people's radio shows. I should save it for myself. So right now, I'm going to put my faith in you. I've known you. We broke bread together. I followed your career. And former Deputy Assistant to President Trump, Sebastian Gorka, I endorse Congressman Mo Brooks for the Senate seat race in Alabama. Mo, for those who don't have the pleasure of knowing you like I do, why are you running, and what is special that differentiates you from those who wish to have that seat?
Well, I'm running, quite frankly, because of the fear I have for the future of the United States of America. I have never been so concerned about where we're heading as a country, where our First and Second Amendment rights are under attack by the Socialist Democrats on a daily basis, where they want to take away our freedom and our liberty and the free enterprise system that has generated the kind of wealth that we enjoy in America, and replace it with socialism, which is a failed system, with the hazardous way in which we are conducting votes and counting ballots. I've never seen anything like this before, what the Democrats did in 2020, and we've got to prevent that if we're going to have a republic. The underpinning of a republic is honest and accurate elections, and we did not have that in 2020. You can look at the border security. That's another big issue, and certainly the Democrats are taking us in the wrong direction on it. So there are lots of factors that are playing into it. Bottom line is, in the United States Senate, you have a bigger effect on public policy, and you have a bigger effect on public opinion and molding the public opinion so that they understand the damage that is being inflicted on us by what the socialists are doing in Washington, D.C. is extremely important. You got to have that light bulb go off in the minds of voters so that they, in turn, will start sending patriotic Americans to the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate. And right now, quite frankly, we don't have enough of them.
That is sad but true. A handful, just a handful of real patriots on Capitol Hill, and most of them are regulars on this show, so you know who they are. Follow this man at Rep Mo Brooks on Twitter. His webpage is mobrooks.com. Please support him right now. Congressman Brooks, it's been 5 days. You are running for a seat from a six-term incumbent who said he's not going to run again, Richard Shelby. Share with us some of the amazing things that you must have heard in the last 5 days since you announced.
Well, the reception from the American people has been absolutely wonderful. The polls indicate that we're leading all actual or potential challengers by double digits. That doesn't mean you're going to win an election, of course, but it's much better to start out in first than to start out in last, where you're playing catch up the whole time. And when I've gone across the state over the last 4 days, from the northern part of the state, the Tennessee Valley, to Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, to Montgomery, to Wetumpka, to Dothan, Enterprise, Op, Alabama, Baldwin County, Spanish Fork tomorrow, Mobile today, the reception has been far greater than, say, when I ran in 2017 and came in third in a field of 10 against a fairly well-known politician by the name of Roy Moore and an incumbent United States senator. This time we're starting out in first. Everything looks really good. What I have to do is expand the lead that we have. Well, of course, my opponents are going to try to do the exact opposite, contract that lead and overcome me. So anything your listeners can do, if you want a principled conservative serving the United States Senate, one who's not afraid to stand up to the socialists and call it like it is, then please go to mobrooks.com, mobrooks.com, and help out.
I'm sure they can donate to your campaign at mobrooks.com, but are you also looking for volunteers, Mo?
We are, and you can volunteer for our campaign. Now, bear in mind, the election's not for 14 months. Now, in Alabama, in contrast to a lot of states, winning the Republican primary is tantamount to victory. It's pretty rare that a Democrat is able to overcome us. We win general elections in Alabama statewide. Say over the last decade, we've won close to 97-98% of them. So the battle's going to be May of 2022. 14 months away may seem like a long time to a lot of citizens, but in the world of politics, to candidates and campaigns, it's just a very, very brief moment in time. So right now we're organizing, getting the name out there, trying to magnify the positions that I hold. And one of the biggest distinctions between myself and other candidates, quite frankly, is I've got a track record you can look at.
Right. He is a man who...
The right to bear arms is important.
He's not just fighting the rattlesnakes in the state that he wishes to represent. He's been fighting the snakes here in the swamp. God bless you, Mo. I'll be sending you my official endorsement as soon as we finish the show today. In the meantime, everybody who wants to see more patriots fighting the swamp creatures, go to mobrooks.com right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Balance of Nature. Health in your hand. I take it every single day. Why? Because I want to be the healthiest Dr. G I can be. The fruits, the vegetables your mother always wanted you to eat, but sometimes you just didn't get around to it. If you take these six little capsules from Dr. Douglas Howard, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that guarantee that you don't miss any of the nutrients you need. Get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order from the kind doctor if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the promo code Gorka. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Straight to calls, line one, Anthony, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes. How you doing, Dr. G?
Good.
I am an avid conservative. I follow you on Twitter. I listen to you most every day.
Thank you.
But I do have a slight different opinion from what you have on reparations.
All right, you got to be quick. You got to be quick. I got lots of callers. Get to the point.
I'm African American, and I basically believe that African Americans should be paid reparations because the Japanese Americans were paid reparations for World War II. Indians were paid reparations for the decimation of their people. And if you have an employer nowadays and they don't pay,
okay, how much? How much? And when does it stop?
Well, it should start from when they should have been.
When does it stop? When do you stop paying?
Well, they have not paid anything.
No, I know. If we start, when do we stop paying? And who decides how much?
Well, you can add the current amount of inflation. You can't just.
What are you talking about? How much do we pay? How much does somebody who came here from Jamaica who has no slave parents?
That's understandable. However, you cannot say that just because
nobody should get reparations. Nobody should get reparations. Nobody. Because as soon as it starts, it never ends. And nobody should have the right to do that with somebody else's money. Because guess what? I never had slaves, and nobody in my family ever had slaves. Why should I be paying reparations?
I'm not asking for you to pay.
Who's going to pay it? Who's going to pay it?
I'm asking for the government to pay.
Oh, with whose money? With whose money, Anthony? Where does the government's money come from?
Where did they pay for it with the Native Americans?
Answer the question. Where does the government's money come from?
The government money comes from the people.
Yeah, thank you. It comes from me. You're not taking my money to pay for reparations. It's insanity, and it creates greater division. Let's go to John in Maryland, line 5.
Dr. G, thank you very much for taking my call. Real quick, just as an aside, because of the other caller, I had a great-great-grandfather that fought in the Iowa Cavalry on the Union side in the Civil War. So has my family done its penance?
Yeah, good point. All right, we've got 40 seconds. What's your question?
It is Movie Friday. Have you seen The Outpost yet?
I have.
What did you think?
Incredible. Powerful. Very powerful.
Agreed. More people need to see it. I cannot believe that it's not more on the radar.
You're right. The Outpost, if you haven't seen it, if you want a glimpse into the heart of darkness, the chaos that our servicemen and women went through in Afghanistan, one of the most powerful movies I've seen since 9/11. Thank you, John. An Hair of Sanity. Next, Jim Carafano, the Gun Owners of America Association, and more of your calls.